Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 18th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by OWC. Leading off today, Apple has announced a new version of the MacBook Air. The new MacBook Air was announced in a press release this morning, and it features a new $999 price tag for all customers and the more reliable Magic Keyboard. The new Magic Keyboard is the same one used in last year's 16-inch MacBook Pro, so you'll get improved key travel and reliability, as well as a quieter typing experience. But Apple has changed more than just the keyboard, even if that updated keyboard is what most people have been waiting the longest for. The new MacBook Air features the latest 10th generation Intel processors. The base model gets you a 1.1 GHz dual-core Core i3 processor, but you can build to order a configuration that includes up to a quad-core 1.2 GHz i7. Apple has also doubled the base model storage, going from 128 to 256 GB, and in conjunction with that, the entry-level price has dropped from $1,199 to $999. So more storage for less money is always a good deal. And for the education market, Apple has dropped the price to $899, but there's also an exclusive version of the new MacBook Air with 128 GB of storage for educators at $799. You can order the new MacBook Air today from Apple's website, and the first orders are expected to arrive next week. You'll also be able to try out the new MacBook Air in Apple stores whenever they reopen, but at this point, Apple says their stores will remain closed until further notice. So with today's announcement, the 13-inch MacBook Pro is the only laptop to still be sold by Apple with the unreliable butterfly keyboard. Reports have suggested that Apple has an update for the 13-inch MacBook Pro coming before the end of the first half of the year, so hopefully that happens soon and we can finally move on from the butterfly disaster. Apple also has a new Mac Mini today, but this is a less exciting upgrade. Apple's focus here is simply updating the base storage configuration. So the $799 Mac Mini now comes with 256 GB of SSD storage, and the $1099 configuration starts at 512 GB. This is double the amount of storage Apple used to offer in these configurations, so doubling the storage and keeping the price the same is a nice gesture on Apple's part. We are sponsored this week by OWC. We're teaming up with the company to give away Apple's new rack-mountable Mac Pro. Yes, that's the $6,500 rack-mountable version of Apple's new flagship Pro desktop. And OWC will also be providing the winner with 384 GB of memory and an Excelsior 4M2 4TB drive. The new OWC memory for the 2019 Mac Pro and the Mac Pro rack is available now with up to 1.5 terabytes and a lifetime warranty. And as usual for OWC, it's priced right to save you around 65% off Apple's own factory upgrades or the other alternatives. And you can also check out the OWC Excelsior 4M2 SSD, which is also available now with up to 8 terabytes of storage. It also offers state-of-the-art silent cooling with a Fend heat sink cover that can be used externally via Thunderbolt 3 as well. My thanks to OWC for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily, and you can visit macsales.com/9to5mac to learn more about OWC's new memory and SSD lineup, and you can check out the link in the show notes below to enter the Mac Pro Rack giveaway. In addition to the new MacBook Air and Mac Mini, Apple today has also unveiled a new iPad Pro. The new iPad Pro is powered by Apple's A12Z processor, and it features a new camera setup on the back, and there's also a new Magic Keyboard accessory with a built-in trackpad. Apple says that the new A12Z Bionic chip in the iPad Pro offers the highest performance ever in an iPad. There's an 8-core CPU paired with an 8-core GPU alongside Apple's Neural Engine. You'll also get 10 hours of battery life as well as LTE performance that's up to 60% faster. But perhaps the star of the show is the new Magic Keyboard. Apple describes the new Magic Keyboard as having a floating design with a smooth angle adjustment. So it attaches magnetically to the back of the iPad itself, and thanks to a new hinge system, you can adjust the angle by up to 130 degrees. The keyboard also uses Apple's scissor switch mechanism, and for the first time ever in an iPad, it's backlit. So as for the trackpad, iPadOS 13.4, which Apple says will be released on March 24th, includes full trackpad support for the first time. Apple laid the groundwork for this feature in iPadOS 13, adding pointer support as an accessibility feature. But iPadOS 13.4 will take things to the next level, bringing full trackpad support for all users. Apple says that it hasn't simply copied the trackpad experience from macOS, but rather completely reimagined it for iPadOS. This includes things like gestures, multiple cursor designs, support for hovering over items, and much more. The new iPad Pro Magic Keyboard case also features a USB-C port on its hinge, so iPad Pro owners with the Magic Keyboard will have access to two USB-C ports, one on the Magic Keyboard case that can be used for charging the iPad, and another on the iPad Pro itself that can be used for things like external displays and storage. And there's also a new LiDAR camera array on the back of the iPad Pro. Apple says that this LiDAR scanner can measure the distance to surrounding objects up to 5 meters away. So this will lend itself to new AR features, and Apple says immediate improvements are coming to ARKit and the Measure app. So on the back of the iPad Pro, you'll find that LiDAR scanner, as well as two other camera sensors, a 12-megapixel wide-angle camera, and a 10-megapixel ultra-wide-angle. This is an upgrade from the last iPad Pro, which featured a single wide-angle camera. The new iPad Pro models are available to order today from Apple.com, with the first orders arriving next week. The 11-inch model starts at $799 for Wi-Fi only and $949 for Wi-Fi plus cellular. The 12.9-inch iPad Pro starts at $999 for Wi-Fi and $1149 for Wi-Fi with cellular. But even though the prices are the same, Apple has doubled the starting configuration to include 128 gigabytes of storage, up from the previous generation's 64 gigabytes. Somewhat surprisingly, the new Magic Keyboard for iPad Pro is backwards compatible with earlier iPad Pro models, so it works with the third and fourth generation 12.9-inch iPad, as well as the first and second generation of the 11-inch iPad Pro. The Magic Keyboard will cost $299 for the 11-inch version and $349 for the 12.9-inch version. It'll be available to order in May. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. We've got even more coverage of Apple's announcements today on 9to5mac.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. Be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.